Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. First, let's find out who's going to fail that anger management quiz that this person has ready for us, me or AJ.
I'm a nice guy.
Ashley, who do you think?
I think you might pass.
Who? AJ? AJ might pass?
No, I think you might pass.
Oh. You might make it.
Right. I'm going to do it now.
I just... I just think you might fail.
Anna Martin, owner of Anna Haven Behavioral Health Services. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good, thanks. All right. You got a little quiz for us?
Yes, I do.
Right.
So the number one, what are the most common forms of road rage?
AJ?
The most common forms of road rage.
Is there examples?
You mean like jerks cutting me off?
Right. The most common kind? I'm guessing the guy who's like trying to ram me off the road?
That's one of them.
The guy yelling and cursing?
Uh-huh. Tailgating.
Someone going slower than I'm driving or faster than I'm driving. Slower in front of me, faster behind me.
Okay.
That jerk with the
power break them, right?
The person with the shopping cart in front of me walking across the street, and I'm moving fast enough to aim for it.
And then they look at you like, what are you going to do about it?
Exactly. That's when you gun your engine.
Like, are you nuts when you're standing in front of a 2-ton vehicle,
right, yeah,
challenging the vehicle like you're a bullfighter?
I can end your life right now in a millisecond, and you'll just be a splat on my fender.
I will launch you out of your shoes in 5 seconds,
exactly.
And the news report will just show a lone shoe in the parking
exactly.
lot.
Exactly.
Well, you got most of them so far.
So is it good we recognize
her? Right, we're doing good.
Or is it good that we actually participate?
She's like, I've actually added to this list since talking to you.
Car was good.
You've missed honking and anger. Honking.
Yeah, most of my cars have a horn that works.
I do that, and I do it for an extended period of time.
See, then I throw the car in reverse and smash into you when you do that.
Who was just telling me? Oh, Young Chess had an incident where something happened, and then he put his horn on, and he followed the person with his horn on.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I told him my road rage story recently. I realized that
the human wall?
Power braking is not a good idea.
Yeah.
Power braking. Okay.
My father was
followed. Well, at least you didn't do the last one, bumping or ramming into another vehicle on purpose. Road rage.
Once.
Did you?
Yeah. I bumped the guy's car.
On purpose.
Yeah.
Sacrificed your car, AJ?
It was a crappy car back then. No, this wasn't last week. This is back when I had crappy cars. It was a nice big car.
Can you hear how angry he was when he said last week?
Well, no, right away she assumed. No, things happen in the past. You know, history happens.
History happened.
You know, like everything I say, was it Tuesday? No, just happened years ago. It was like in my teens.
Trying to understand.
I was 19 years old. This jerk freaking wouldn't move. And then I beat the horn and he like put his brake lights, backup lights on. I'm like, oh, okay, so you want to back up towards me? I'll just push you forward. And I locked bumpers with him and I kind of pushed him forward.
Yep,
I was 19 years old. It was a totally different time period.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, just saying.
Okay.
Yeah, he was more mature then.
I like her reaction to AJ's anger. Wow.
You can't curse on the air, are you stupid?
You definitely got question number one correct.
Thank you.
Okay, good.
Is that good?
Base. All right.
Very good.
Score that one.
All right, I'm going to do a good chest.
Okay.
Nailed it.
Did you make angry gestures? Was that one of the... Making angry gestures.
Someone said give the middle finger. So that was so we got that one. So it's tailgating, yelling, honking in anger, making angry gestures, trying to block another vehicle from changing lanes.
Oh yeah, I hate
I've done that twice.
I had
to get my car fixed both times, but I won.
Those jerks like when they see you making the exit has a long line and they wait till the end. Oh, I have to go here.
Can I just get in here?
No.
Yeah.
No, you don't. I'm sorry. Lock bumpers. Everybody, we're all one at that point.
Right.
Yeah. Keep this idiot out.
Yeah.
Let them wait.
Lock formation.
Exactly. Lock and load.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Okay.
Cutting off another vehicle on purpose. Getting out of the vehicle to confront another driver.
Getting out of the vehicle.
Have you ever done that, AJ?
Yes.
I've done it once.
Yes.
Only once. Only once.
It was in Texas, and I was a Domino's driver.
Oh.
Clearly, the guy had somewhere to be.
Right.
20 minutes or less. The poor guy.
Right.
But he almost killed me. I mean, literally almost killed me. And we end up at a light together. So you almost killed me to be at the light in front of me.
Right.
I got out of the car, and I went on the window.
Wow.
I was like, I don't know. How old was I? 30? You're still crazy then, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm 31.
Look
so.
At Ashley.
Was right. crazy. Yeah. Okay.
I was embarrassed instantly, but you know.
Yeah.
We're being honest here. We don't get anywhere, right?
Right, exactly. Okay. Right.
Ashley, who beeps her horn longer than she needs to on purpose.
Yeah. I do.
On purpose.
Bumping or ramming another vehicle on purpose, and that was AJ. Okay, yeah. So we identified all this.
Yeah, that's AJ. Perfect. And I wrote that just for you, AJ. Really.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. I'm being courteous here. Is there a small dog in
your
house?
You know how in law school they must teach the OJ glove moment, right?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Right? Like AJ is a lesson in anger management class.
An example.
Thank you. All right, let's do one more, then we'll take a break and come back. Yeah, this is, we're doing an anger management quiz, and we can all play along on this one.
Yes, great.
I don't care who you are.
Right, you're stuck in traffic.
The priest, whoever.
Hey, priest get angry.
All right, Anna Martin, owner of Anna Haven Behavioral Health Services. All right, here's number two.
Number two is, what are five ways to prevent aggressive driving?
To prevent aggressive driving.
Prevent.
Ask everyone to stay home.
Right. To prevent it, yeah. Stay out of my way, number one. Use your signal.
How about this?
One of
them. Get out of your phone.
Right, right. When light turns green, go.
Okay.
Light turns green,
right?
Go.
If you're driving 2 tons of steel, maybe that should be job one.
Focus on that. Right.
Yeah. Pay attention, idiot. Don't sit there and go, oh,
use your friggin' signal. Right. Get off my ass. Get off my ass.
This one as well as number one, AJ.
Right. Get off my ass. Right. Don't ride my bumper.
Right.
Okay.
Go the speed limit. You know, I mean, if it says 40, don't do 25.
Yeah, everyone has their own speed limit.
People
who wants
Milford
the speed limit being done in front of you?
Okay.
25 miles an hour.
But we're not doing 25, and the speed.
I can get out and walk faster.
Try driving on the Boston Post Road here in Milford. There's a lot, especially with lanes. There's three lanes.
How are we doing so far?
And you got some idiot doing 25.
All right. So right now we're talking to Anna. She is the owner of Anna Haven Behavioral Health Services. She's helping AJ and I realize that we could probably use her services.
Yeah, located in West Haven and North Haven, Connecticut.
Yeah, great.
I got to drive there. I'll get into a fight before then.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, he'll be fresh.
This is what we're going to do now. We're going to skip ahead because we're going to have you back. There's clearly much work to do.
We're complex.
I want to go to this list of productive and actionable things AJ, but all of us can do.
Yes.
And let's skip down to visualization. Tell me about that.
Okay. You need to visualize what it is that you want and not what you don't want, especially first thing in the morning before you get in your car. It's very important to meditate first thing in the morning. I know this is going to sound a little boring, but you need to put the intention out there before you get in your car, because once you get in your car, it's too late. If you just dash in your car with coffee and running around, by then it's too late. If you're at ease and at peace and you get in your car, then it's easier to defend against other drivers.
See, I'm not at peace when I get to the car, because I already got done trying to get ready real quick and then run to the car. I'm really late. So
what?
I'm already late, so.
Clearly someone who should meditate.
Right.
So you're saying imagine a relaxing experience.
You need to,
what do you see? What do you smell? What do you hear? What do you feel? What do you taste? Here, AJ, we're going to give you this exercise now.
Perfect.
All right.
You need to visualize exactly what it is you want. What is your intention?
Okay.
What do you want the road to look like for you?
All right.
Let's see. I want to see someone cut me off going to the woods.
Anna, hold on.
Nice for saying shut up.
I just got mad at an anger management
Who's trying to help?
And who's trying to help?
Ah, I'm sweating.
All right. So what am I doing here?
How do you want your life to look?
Right. You're going to imagine a relaxing experience. Relaxing experience. Go ahead.
Relaxing experience.
Yes.
Not sure what those are. Relaxing experience would be having a martini and laying in bed.
A martini?
You drink your martini in bed.
Yeah. I've never done that before.
Are you looking at your feet?
No.
Oh.
And nobody else is either. Thank you.
Do you have like a specific blankie with you while you're doing this?
Are we there with you?
Am I three? No. He said relaxing. The reason why I'm having a martini at 9 in the morning.
And what do you smell? What do you see? What do you hear?
What do I smell? What do I smell? I smell, let's see, I smell pizza.
Ah.
Pizza cooking. Right, pizza cooking.
Great smell.
Great smell, exactly, right. Pizza. What else is going on?
You tell us, AJ.
Yeah, this is your vision.
See, you idiots, I can't freaking relax. I have no idea what relaxing is. There is no relaxing moments
in
my freaking life.
When's the last time you've been relaxed?
Years ago.
1976.
Years ago. Oh. I don't relax. I don't sleep at night, for Christ's sake.
Have you ever been real? Okay.
What?
You can visualize walking the beach.
I don't walk the beach.
That's a peaceful
But you like the water.
I love the water.
Yeah.
I like to look at the water, yeah.
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 Oh,
right.
Okay.
So, yeah. You're barefoot walking along the beach.
No, the beaches here suck. They got rocks. It hurts.
Who said you had to be here?
It could be any beach.
This is your vision.
Daytona Beach is nice. It's like talcum powder. Okay, I'm going to Daytona Beach. Gotcha, right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So I hate when the sand gets between like your toenails and stuff like that. You try and get it out. Yeah, that's the worst.
All right, so
your toenails
trimmed.
Are too short.
Yeah. No, they're
You're never going to get sand under them.
They're perfect now.
They're way too short.
Nope. No, they're not.
Okay.
Anna heard AJ being angry, and she goes... He's not always like that, is he?
Yes.
No, he's not always like that.
I got a problem with that.
Well,
I'm walking on the beach. A very nice beach, yes. Very nice. The Daytona Beach. They got the piers and everything. Okay. It's beautiful.
I like what she's saying, though.
What's that?
Is to, before you start your day, just take time to think about relaxing things that put you in a good place.
Right.
Exactly.
Instead of getting up and your mind is running 100 miles an hour before you even start the shower.
Oh. Well, I tried it before, so yeah.
You got it, Jeff.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Exactly.
All right. So that's step one. So that'll be the lesson we all learn. Just take a breath before you start your day. Visualize the day going perfectly.
Does this breath involve a bong hit?
All right, Anna, you are definitely coming back. We got to go to a break here, but we like you. We think you're very good.
Thank you so much. I like you. My pleasure.
All right, I'm glad we didn't scare you off. I thought we'd come back out of the...
Oh, no. Did I pass?
You just hear a dial tone.
Can we get a freaking radio? Did I pass?
Anna Martin, owner of Anna Haven Behavioral Health Services. We're linked up on the radio station website. Thank you, Anna.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.